We hear the phrase, the early bird gets the worm. And, you know, in a lot of ways that can be true, but I think that that's kind of a myth when it comes to morning routines.
Ready to spend 15 minutes with the experts you admire? Need strategy sessions from thought leaders brought directly to your ears? Welcome to the Sprocket Talk 15-Minute Strategy Podcast, where every week George B. Thomas uncovers the challenges that sales, marketing, and service professionals face. And of course, the strategies to help them overcome their biggest hurdles. So sit back and set your sights on growth with these bite-sized conversations filled with pure strategy gold. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 15-Minute Strategy Podcast.
All right, Sprocketeers. Hey, I got to be honest with you. This is a little bit different of an episode. At least I think it's going to be, because most of the times we talk about strategy, you might not think this is a strategy by the title, but this may impact everything that you do in the day. And that is where it impacts your strategy of not only your business, but your life. But before we dive into the deep end, I'm getting ahead of myself. Chris, why don't you explain to the Sprocketeers, the viewers, the listeners, who you are, what you do, and where you do it?
Yeah, so my name's Chris Rudolph, and I am a husband, a father of three kids, and I'm a freedom business coach for digital agency owners. So I work specifically with digital agency owners who really want to grow their agency, but also enjoy more time with their family. So really to have good work-life balance, which is a challenge. I mean, you know, when you're touching anything digital, it's 24/7.
Yeah, and here's the fun part. You want to have a good work-life balance. You mentioned work and you mentioned family, but sometimes, well, you got to take care of yourself. So Chris, this morning we're going to talk about the deep end of the pool, and the deep end of the pool is having that morning routine. And so just so the Sprocketeers, the viewers, the listeners, myself even, to be honest with you, can kind of get caught up to speed and have a great conversation in this 15-Minute Strategy Podcast, what are the foundational pieces that we need to know and understand of why a morning routine is important? And when you say a morning routine, kind of what you're talking about.
Yeah, so I firmly believe if you don't master your morning routine, it will master you. George, we live in an age where we have so many notifications, interruptions, distractions, options, marketing messages coming at us that you just can't be reactive in effect, you know, and expect to be effective at what you do and to do things that are purposeful and impactful. Really, doing your morning routine is really about being proactive and how to take that, you know, whether it's your first 45 minutes of your day up to 2 hours of your day, and really be intentional to get the things that are going to really prime your body, your mind, and really set you up for success for the day.
So I definitely, Chris, want to dive into that proactive versus reactive thing. But before we do that, some of the listeners, the viewers, the Sprocketeers might be thinking, oh gosh, morning routine, you know, this is going to get weird and yeah, soft and gushy. So what are some of the myths that we need to debunk right out the gate about the conversation around morning routines so that they can kind of clear their mind of that and move forward and step forward with us?
There's quite a few myths out there, and I think that's a really big barrier for people to get started. One of the myths that I commonly come across is that we hear the phrase, the early bird gets the worm. And, you know, in a lot of ways that can be true, but I think that that's kind of a myth when it comes to morning routines. I think, you know, we live in an age of Instagram and influencers, and I think, you know, it's kind of the in thing to post, you know, a selfie of yourself at the gym at, you know, 4 a.m. or, you know, it, as people, you know, influencers share these type of things, it's kind of cool to push the envelope a little bit farther. So I think pretty soon, you know, it will be cool not to sleep. I think that's one of the things, especially if you're sitting here and you're not a morning person and you're like, you know, there's no way I'm going to be able to do a morning routine. I think that, you know, the myth is that the early bird gets the worm. I really feel, you know, the antithesis of that is that consistency trumps timing. So you got to find something that's going to work for you. As long as you're consistent, that's the big thing. Some of the research that I've dove into about entrepreneurs and different business leaders is that there isn't a, you know, a set time in the morning to do your morning routine that's going to set you up for success. You know, there's people that are successful that, you know, get up at 4 a.m. and that really works well for them. But there's also people that are equally successful that get up at 10 a.m. And I think it's really finding that consistency is the key.
Man, I'm so happy to hear that. What I hear is that you can have a brunch routine. It yes. doesn't have to necessarily be like, a, oh my God, it's way too early in the morning routine. It can be like, oh, I've woken up. Now I should do these things. And I love in that section, Chris, that it was not necessarily about when you do it, but the fact that you do it over and over and over and over again, that consistency part, the undertone of what you were talking about. So let's talk about that, doing it over and over and over again. Let's talk about what are the things that you can maybe start as, because I'm sure it'll be different for all people, but as far as a framework, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 things that when you think of priming your body, priming your mind, getting started, having the best day that you can have, what the heck should we put in that time?
Before you, George, I'm actually going to mention, because you mentioned like priming your body and your mind and getting ready. So when people think of that, most of the time you think of like doing a fire walk, you know, kind of the Tony Robbins thing, like they envision themselves having to do that every single morning. I love Tony Robbins, and there's a lot of validity to things like fire walks and things like that. But I just don't feel that's a sustainable, I just haven't seen it as a sustainable habit. And you mentioned like, how do you do that consistently? I think the all in all the time, you know, perfect, you know, practice makes perfect. That type of mindset really can set you up for failure. So I almost think about doing less than you think you can, get some good momentum going, and then you can build from there. So that's, I want you to think of that in the back of your mind as we dive into what the framework can be.
I love that, the fact of, hey, just make it so you can get started, you know, make it easy to get going. And because here's the thing, if you don't get started, you won't be consistent, and you can always ramp it up. I do like the fact of that. I was actually having a similar conversation about some business that we're doing of like, hey, let's just get them started. And I'm like, oh yeah, that makes sense. All right, so let's talk about the framework. Let's dive into that, Chris.
Yeah, so the first part of the framework is the signal. So that's going to what's going to trigger the start of your morning routine. So for most people, this is an alarm to get you up in the morning. And I'm going to recommend something that maybe is a little bit different for you, but I think is a really key part to starting things out right. So for a lot of people I talk to and clients I work with, you know, they set their alarm. Typically, it's on their smartphone, and their smartphone is sitting right next to them in their bed or maybe even under their pillow. And, you know, a lot of times what happens when your alarm goes off, either, you know, you hit snooze, which is not what we want. But another thing is, you know, you go to turn off your alarm on your smartphone, and what's the first thing that you do? You go to like, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, your email, all those things that can really throw you into reactive mode and to, you know, can really sabotage what you do. So a signal that I recommend is going a little old school. If you've ever, for some of you that might be, you know, 30 or under, have you ever seen one of those old school alarm clocks that, you know, that I recommend putting it not within arm's reach. So put it across the room or somewhere where you can't easily, you know, tap the snooze button and it requires you to get up, but to set that and have it nearby. So that's what really can start your routine off right.
Yeah, I love this, because the importance of that is A, hitting that snooze button psychologically does something to you. You want to get the noise, the signal, you want to get up, you want to get moving. I even think of like, well, could you use something like an Amazon Echo or, you know, a Google device, and should there be certain things that are playing that are actually waking you up, versus like, none of us love that old school, like, yeah. Like that thing was annoying. Like, I love to wake up to like positive reinforcement or, you yes. know, I am statements or things like that. So we've got the thing, we're not hitting the snooze button. We've got the signal. We don't have the phone next to us, because the other big part of that section was the phone is not next to us, because we're not going to go scroll. We're not going to get into reactive mode. We're trying to set us up for proactive. So what's next after the signal? Where do we move into, Chris?
So I have a framework that I really like that's effective. I call it the 5 M's. So the first M is to move. And that's really to prime your body and get your mind right to really take action. This could be anything from a 5-minute like active warm-up routine that you could do right in your bedroom or in your office. But that could even be like a full workout at the gym. Again, do a little bit less than you think, but the goal is to really get that blood flowing and really get your body primed. Especially, you know, those of us here that are on our, you know, computers or workstations all day, you know, we're seated and our body is at a state of rest, and that we really want to, you know, get our body, you know, moving and activated to really make that right.
So after we move, which, by the way, I love that. Usually, here's the funny thing, and I'm, you're preaching to me, and I'm at your pulpit here this morning with this episode, because my movement is usually either from the bed to the shower or the bed to the coffee maker, right? And so there should be something else in there that's really getting the blood flowing. So, but after I implement this tomorrow morning and I'm doing this movement, what's the next M that I need to go after?
Yeah, so mindset, that's the second M. So you really wanna feed your mind with something positive and something that's gonna cause you to grow. I wouldn't recommend the news, just because that is something that's typically negative and just, you know, just, I don't know, just puts you in a bad state. You know, examples of different mindset things. For me personally, I like to read like personal development books or things that are gonna make me better, marketing books. And it, you know, it doesn't have to be you know, for an hour. It could be if you want to, but it could be as little as 10 to 15 minutes to get started. It could be a podcast, listening to something that's inspiring, you know, watching TED Talks, or listening to TED Talks is another one. So what, you know, what's the thing that really gets your creative juices flowing and starts off positive?
Enjoying this podcast? Make sure you show the love. Go to Apple Podcasts, hit that subscribe button and leave a review. Help us become the strongest strategy podcast on the internet. Get access to hidden episodes and bonus content. Head over to sprockettalk.com/strategy.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel better about myself, Chris, because I do this one in the morning. Yeah. I'm always listening to like I am statements or gratitude and thankful pieces of content on YouTube, or I even sometimes dive into a sermon. Like, it depends on my mood, but sometimes I just like to hit TD Jakes and let him yell at me, right? And I'm like, this is getting my mind going. So, okay, so I got to get movement going. I'm already working on mindset. By the way, Sprocketeers, I hope you're keeping a checklist of what you are doing or not doing, and so you can modify your morning routine, or what can be built into a morning routine that may just be like bits and pieces right now for you that you can start to do consistently. Chris, what's the third M that we need to start paying attention to?
That is meditate. And I know for many of you, when you heard that term, your mind went somewhere that just probably felt weird or religious, or like that you have to sit on the edge of a mountain, you know, in the meditation position.
Or they may have had a visual of like the Fred Flintstone where he clocks out and he slides down the dinosaur and they're like, peace, I'm out. But Sprocketeers, I want you to hang in with Chris here, because Chris, I want you to kind of talk about what you mean when you're talking about meditation, or use that term meditation.
Yeah. So earlier I mentioned, you know, there's so many messages and noise in our world just coming at us, you know, constantly. So how can we really, you know, prime our mind and really center ourselves before we go out into the, you know, the wild world that we're in? So meditation is a big part of that. There's a lot of ways you can do this. There's some great meditation apps out there. I use prayer cards, actually. That's personally what I use. But if that seems really far-fetched, or like, how do I stay silent for more than 5 minutes, you know, without going crazy? If you're one of those people, I recommend this. This is a great first start. Just pick a song that really centers you or energizes you or gets you kind of in the zone, and just put it on repeat and just listen to that. Throw your earbuds in, or if you have it on a speaker or device, just have that over and over and just let your mind kind of meditate on that.
Yeah, I love this one. And I'll suggest, folks, I've used Headspace historically, yes, as far as an app. It's a really good app. And it's funny because, Chris, I don't know if people realize why this one is so important, because there's this thing that has talked about all the time in us, especially in our spaces, in the marketing, sales, entrepreneur space, of like, well, you got to be self-aware. And people are like, well, you know, I don't know. How can I be more self-aware? Ladies and gentlemen, you spend time with yourself. Like, you quiet the noise. You start to look inward instead of always looking outward, right? And again, it goes back to this. As soon as you pick up that phone, you're looking outward. Somebody's Instagram, somebody's beach, somebody's house, somebody's, like, you got to have time to listen to that music, to focus inside, to become self-aware of what you are, who you are, what you want to be. So, okay. So we've got movement. We've got the mindset. We're meditating. We're starting to love ourselves and be with ourselves and hang out. What's the fourth M, Chris, that we need to focus in on?
Munch. That means to hydrate and fuel your body. So one thing, hydration is really a big thing, especially if you live out in the, you know, the western part of the country in warm weather climates, but probably for everyone. I think I've read quite a few studies that most of, you know, Western society is dehydrated, and there's just a lot of things around focus and performance and energy levels that really affects. But one of the things you can do is just have your water bottle right at your bedstand. And, you know, first thing you do, you know, you get that morning alarm or, you know, that whatever that signal is, and just drink water right away. That's a way to really, it not only boosts your mental capacity, but it actually can improve your, just how you burn calories and your metabolism throughout the day. So that's a big thing, but also, you know, your food that you're going to really, you know, healthy food that you can fuel your body for the rest of your day. So a lot of that is just really having a plan with that. I know a lot of us know what healthy is, but we don't really do it. So, you know, what that could be. I know one thing that really works well for me and in my clients is to have like a healthy fruit smoothie. That's something that, you know, is easy and you can also kind of take on the go. But whatever that is really, really planning that. If you're someone who, you know, you commute to work and you have a long commute, where's that healthy pickup spot along the way? Or if you speak or you travel quite a bit and you're heading to the airport, what's that healthy airport stop that you can stay in your routine even when you're on the go?
It's funny because Sprocketeers, don't be like me. Don't be really good at figuring out how to fit Captain Crunch and Cinnamon Toast Crunch into a healthy food, because it's really not. It's not. I'm good at doing that. Like, hey, this is health food. It's not. And it is about the choices that you're making. I love me some smoothies. Smoothies have been something that I really enjoy in the morning lately. I love the if you travel, if you commute, keeping your mind open, your eyes open for that healthy choice versus just the easy choice. Because trust me, the rest of the world is trying to make it easy for you to make bad choices. We could go really deep in that whole conversation, yeah, but we won't, because it's the 15-Minute Strategy Podcast. Chris, as the last question before we close this out, are there any other pieces of information or calls to action that we need to have for the Sprocketeers to start to use these 4 M's in the morning to have that signal and to really just start their day better so that the strategies that they learn on this podcast, they can implement easier, quicker, better, you know, have a better life, generate more revenue, whatever it is for them?
So I shared 4 M's, and those 4 M's you could do those in any order. And I recommend, you know, you could maybe have a ideal of like, I'm going to spend 15 minutes or a half hour on each one. But if that seems most overwhelming, you know, start with 5 minutes or 10 minutes. And they don't have to be uniform, or you do 10 minutes on each one. You can modify it. But there is a fifth M I want to share. And this one you want to do last. And this is doing the most important, least urgent thing. That's something that maybe if you're not familiar with that term, is things that are really going to move your business or career forward, but they're not urgent and screaming at you. George, think maybe in your business and what you do, what's one thing that comes to mind that's really, really important, let's say for the start of 2020, that is really important, but you know, it's not due next week? Is there anything that comes to mind for you?
I mean, for me, it immediately goes to building the community and the resources for the community that is Sprocket Talk. That's huge, but it's not necessarily due immediately.
A lot of times, here's the first thing. Let's say maybe we even do the first 4 M's really, really well, and then we go to our workstation. And what did most people typically do? You log into your email or you look at your Messenger. Yep. Immediately, those urgent things, those emergencies are just screaming at you. You know, those of you that are listening out there, have you ever had a day where you put out so much energy and you're exhausted at the end of the day, but you look back and you're like, what did I actually do that's going to move my business or career forward? And you
I'll realize, answer like, for nothing. All the Sprocketeers and say, yeah. Yes, we've had those days.
Yeah. To avoid that, we want to spend, I really recommend that spend at least the first hour of your day working on your most important, least urgent thing so that you can really move your business or career forward. And then after that hour, you're just going to put pause on all the things that are screaming at you and those deadlines that are urgencies. And then after that hour, you can do those things. So what I do is you might have different task management systems that you use or lists that you use to, you know, get done what you need to get done. But what I do is I take Post-it note and I write down everything I need to do. And then what I do is I pick out all the things that are most important and least urgent. And I put those kind of in order of importance, like in a stack. And that's when I'm going to spend that hour before I look at anything, before I look at email, voicemails, texts, anything. I really, you know, focus on those things that are really going to move my business forward and really, you know, preserve that time. And then, you know, it's not hard to get motivated for the things that are screaming at you, or, you know, the emergencies, the fires to put out, the things that are due this week. A lot of times those will take care of themselves.
Good stuff. Chris, what I hear is spend the first hour working on things that are important to you, because the rest of the day you're going to be working on things that are important to others. That's what text is. That's what email is. It's what's important to them, and I'm helping them or getting things done for them. Chris, this has been amazing. If people have questions, if they want to reach out to you, if they want to connect, where do you want to send them?
So you can check out my website, freedombusinessfamily.com. It's freedombusinessfamily.com, or you can shoot me an email at Chris, C-H-R-I-S, at freedombusinessfamily.com.
So Sprocketeers, remember, don't wake up to be a firefighter. Make sure you're implementing those M's that are going to impact your day, and be consistent. Make sure you set it up in a way that it's super easy for you. And while you're doing that, we'll be here waiting for you on the next episode.
Did you enjoy this episode of the 15-Minute Strategy Podcast? We'd love to know. Leave a rating and written review wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And keep that learning going by visiting SprocketTalk.com. Sign up for your free membership. And in that membership area, you can find bundled episodes where we combine like strategies to help you grow better. Make the world better and share this episode with your friends and coworkers who may be battling the same obstacle. And you can always reach out to George B. Thomas on Twitter with questions or guest suggestions, or just to talk about your favorite Marvel superhero. Now go out into the world and leverage this strategy for your success. And we'll see you on the next episode of the 15-Minute Strategy Podcast.